Are you ready? Here we go.
KFMC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? From the really fancy new studio desk.
This really sucks.
You're already having mic issues in the new studio?
This thing sucks. This all sucks. This sucks, 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 sucks.
Look, can someone give me some Viagra for my mic, please?
Welcome to the spokesperson for Gao Media.
It's droopy. Why is the mic droopy? I have to talk like this. What is this? This isn't right. What up, H-Town? Hey, how you doing? This sucks.
You do look like you're in a bad roller coaster ride or something. You're hanging on for dear life.
I need my mic to go to Man Centers. This is not good.
So, in other words, we're adjusting to the new...
Okay.
Digs that were put in as Nick was taking pictures yesterday when we were at the Houston Open.
Shout out to AD, man. And Tyler and
there's a thing where my knee goes.
Desk in the
broadcast
table.
How come I got the bad side?
Because Joel was smart and he picked the right side.
I just went where I normally go.
I tell you, I get no respect around here.
Why are you the one that always has mic issues?
I get no respect.
You break them is what you do.
I get no respect. I get nothing around here. Nothing.
You get a free forum to bitch whenever you want.
It's called the internet. I can bitch whenever I want. I can just log on to Facebook.
Bitch right now.
And yeah.
Do it all the time.
I don't need this to do it. I got Twitter. I was bitching last night.
Were you?
For what? Yeah.
What were you bitching about?
Because I can't order the MLB network because I have U-verse.
Oh.
Suck it, U-verse.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, that sucks.
Tyler made a good point, though. I think you get a free MLB subscription if you're with T-Mobile. So I'm thinking about...
No, I like to get signal. I like my phone to work.
Why would you even use that? You don't. I mean, it's not fantasy baseball is not your thing.
Well, I'm definitely not doing that fantasy baseball.
I like when my phone works. That's why I don't have T-Mobile. I don't know.
T-Mobile is a proud sponsor of ESPN 97.5. Show some respect. Show some respect.
Whatever.
I mean, are they giving us free phones?
Yeah. Are they sponsoring me?
I mean, could it be any worse than the other ones? Aren't they all about the same anyway? Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Who cares?
No, they're not the same. It's not the same. That's like saying Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper are all the same.
I know it's Good Friday, but why are kids loitering in our doorway?
I don't know.
They can't shut the door.
Is Charlie going to sit closer to you
or to
Barry or to Joel?
No. Charlie's going to sit over there and shout.
I think Charlie should sit on the couch.
I do, too.
You can probably just turn that mic and have him sit right there.
Nick, these mic stands aren't exactly
mobile.
Easy to turn. Yeah.
Seriously, I don't like this. And then we're going to have videos on, and now we can see when... Joel gets mad at me. That's the only good part, is when I say something, Joel's going to get mad at me, and everyone on the internet's going to see it.
Let's be honest, okay? Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
I was always getting mad at you, so I'm going to continue to get mad at you. It's just going to be on video now.
Yeah, now there's going to be documented proof that you're mad at me.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
This sounds different in here, doesn't it?
I
think it's because you guys are on different mics than y'all usually are.
There's an echo, though. Like, I'm hearing Joel echo in my head.
No, I don't hear an echo. That's fine. That's because you always have a lot of problems
noise
with your headset.
Cancellation, headphones not working?
Yeah.
No, they're working just fine.
They're not fancy?
No, they're working just fine. Maybe that's why, because I'm not hearing you except through my headphones.
Okay.
I just
know you got issues. You're really fired up about it right now.
I have a lot of issues. I have an issue with not being able to order the MLB network. I have an issue with a guy at the gas station trying to give me a laser TV. Is that even a thing? I don't know. I've never heard of a laser TV. And then I pull in to get gas, and some dude whips around my car and goes, "Hey, buddy." And right then I knew, no, a-hole, keep it moving. Anyone that says, "Hey, buddy," and I don't know who you are, no, I don't trust you already. He goes, "Hey, buddy, you want a laser TV?" I was like, "What the hell's a laser TV?" He goes, I got a free one. I got an extra if you want it. I was like, dude, nobody just pulls up and gives you a laser TV. Keep moving, dude.
Free because I ran out of the store with it.
Yeah, I don't. Just keep moving. He goes, no, it's a good laser TV. I was like, I don't want a laser TV, bro. I don't even know you. And I'm like, no, this doesn't happen. It's not my lucky day that the laser TV fairy just found me at the HEV gas station and decided to give me one. That's not how that works. There's some sort of scam here. He's going to be like, well, let me get your credit card, and I'm just going to run it for the warranty. No, keep it moving, bud. Because I saw my dad go through this. At one time, we were coming out of like a Albertsons or some Piggly Wiggly, some old-ass grocery store back in the day, and these two dudes just pull up in a van, like a white van with nothing on it, like very suspicious. They were like, hey bro, we got a deal on speakers, you want to buy some? My dad was like, let me see what you got. Like, my dad don't care, he's cheap anyways. Let me see what you got. And they were like, these are $80,000 speakers for $10. And he was like, I'll take them. He ends up paying like $250 for the speakers. They lasted 7 hours. He hooked them up. He plugs them in, he plays one Willie Nelson song, and then the speaker's busted. And I was like, see, that's what you get. So ever since then, anytime, and I've had it happen 3 or 4 times, people have tried to sell me something in the parking lot of a gas station.
Electronics especially, I don't buy them used, and I buy them from a big corporate store.
I'm not buying them from a dude.
Brand new.
Yeah, I'm not buying them from a dude in a broke-down Dodge Ram and an HEB.
Remember, you guys even had to convince me into believing that the open box deals are good. I won't even touch an open box deal.
No, I didn't convince you.
Oh, I did. Because my buddies do it at Best Buy, and they still do it. Yeah, and if you get one of those deals, especially when you're getting them from the people at Best Buy,
yep.
Holy moly,
a lot of people were texting in saying it was a good deal, too. They were like on Joel's side, but I just can't do it. It has to be a brand new box. Never open, brand new.
Oh, I got at least 2 of the TVs in my house were open box. That never had an issue, never had a problem. It had the manual and everything in it. It just, the box was open. And believe me when I tell you, I saved hundreds of dollars.
My wife was an open box. So, I got a pretty good deal. All right, that was inappropriate. Why is this thing so loud?
Dong, but I wasn't
Why ready. Is it so loud?
Wow, that was really bad.
Listen to
Here
this.
We go again with more bitching.
No, listen.
I can't wait till Charlie sits in between you two.
You hear that? Listen, this is just me setting down a Coke. Why is that so loud?
Normally you open it on the air, so it doesn't matter.
That shouldn't be that loud. That shouldn't be that loud.
Maybe that'll teach you to stop opening cans of Coke during the broadcast.
Don't judge me, okay? This is a judgment-free zone right here because I'm struggling with this change in my life. I don't like this. This is different.
It looks really good, though.
Well, great. These are like, this is like the fake boobs of radio desks. It looks great, but not functional at all. Not functional at all. This is not, I'm not liking this.
You're going to be able to get over it? Because the one thing that I did notice is you can type on your computer and you don't hear it as loud anymore.
Oh, yeah, you do.
That's because you have your nails done.
Okay.
I don't.
And you're probably pushing the keyboard pretty hard.
Nope. Just type it like I normally type. Also, can I just bitch about one more thing and then I'll have it.
Friday. Okay, we're going to stop just unloading.
It's great Friday, Joel. It's a great Friday. Not a good Friday. It's a great Friday. I took my cat to the vet, to Dr. Hayden on Rayford. Awesome, by the way. He let me watch a cat get spayed. He was like, hey, you want to see me spay a cat? I was like, yeah, I want to see that. Yeah, he goes, come on back. He's awesome.
Did you cry or throw up?
No, I thought I was going to throw up. I was like, listen, if I throw up on the cat, that's my bad. Because a lot of times Nora shows me this stuff and it makes me sick. He's like, yeah, no, it's all good. Just like, he said, anything that's blue, don't touch it. That's sterile. Everything else, you're fine. Just, don't touch anything. I was like, that's cool. Dude, it takes 8 minutes. It takes him 8 minutes to spay a cat.
And they charge you like $100, don't they?
At least.
Well, what he does, he's got some deal with the county. Like, he does a couple thousand a year because people bring him feral cats from all over, like, the county.
So he's not the coward of the county.
So they're bringing him these cats. Hit him with the dong.
You were singing Kenny Rogers today, so you deserve that.
But they're bringing these cats, and he's knocking them out, like, 5, 6, 7 a day.
Knocking them out? Punching them?
But he's got, like...
I'm going to be nice
we
to you
We got
guys
animal
with the,
rights
with
people. You can't be sitting here saying you're knocking out cats.
Can I get through one story?
No. Well, you've already got through 3 and 6 complaints.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
Why are you drinking on the air?
Why am I drinking on the air? Because he's going to make me drink on the air. That's why.
Here we go.
Anyways, so here's my only complaint. I love the place. They're all awesome. Everybody's awesome there. And this is more just in general because I notice this no matter what vet I go to. Are we okay with vets talking in the baby voice to our pets? Are we good with that?
Look at him. He's just a goody.
I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Maybe pets are used to their owners talking to them like that.
But they didn't even do it to mine. I'm listening to a lady in the next room, two ladies talk to a dog like it's a 6-month-old baby. Look at his little booty fuzzy face. I was like, man, you know,
you
the
sure
dog
didn't see you through the door.
No, it's called a wall, Joel. There's rooms.
These are dogs. Why? Where do you go in that the walls aren't like at least somewhat soundproof?
They're thin. I don't know. I didn't build the place. I don't know.
God, you got a lot of issues.
But I could hear these, and I was like, you know, that's just not okay. I'm not so sure that I'm down with baby talk to the animals if they're not yours. Now, like, you know, if you go home and you're like, who wants a treaty treat? That's okay. I mean, those are your dogs.
Isn't it a part of them trying to keep the vets, calm?
Yeah, because yeah, like, you could just be like, my dog Boomer, they actually would send. I'd go, what's this prescription for? Oh, next time you bring him to the vet, give him one of these before he comes, because normally he wants to rip our heads off. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not drugging him up. And it turned out that if I go with him, at least when he first gets into the examination room, then he's fine. But he's normally, that dog has no anger issues. But like, I'm not giving him a drug because, so when they talk to him like that, Nick's probably right. It's just to get them to kind of feel soothed over and
well, why not just be like, hey, buddy, can I take your temperature? I know it's your beehole, but that's the only place to take it on you.
Because my dog knows. Going with
that, which, by the way, my cat was not having that today. Nope. He was all, rah! Like, if he had claws, that lady's shirt would have been tore up.
My dog hates the vet. It knows when it's there. It's nervous. Yeah. It wants to sit on my lap the whole time.
But again, why can't you just be like, hey, buddy, it's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to pop this anal gland. We can move on.
No,
but
you're
not be all, eat your booty, booty, woo, woo, woody, woo. No, no. If I can hear it in the next room, too loud. And it's every vet. Every vet does it, don't they? You ever been to a vet where they didn't talk to your dog or cat like a baby? No.
I've only been to the same vet.
But they only do it in front of me, and then they take it to the back, and then
and then they're
tell.
Probably like, you stupid-ass dog, ass dog. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's why I don't drug them up, because they got to defend themselves. Boomer will kick their ass if they do that. All right, if you want to join the show today, and I do hear the echo now, 713-780-3776.
Slowly but surely, you'll come over to my bitching ways.
If you want to call us or text us, that's the way you reach the show. Otherwise, you can hit us up on Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Hard Typing Barry, which is at Barry is Funny. Right now, I want to tell you about the good people at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long time. It's people in Houston helping kids trying to get a second chance at their education in the H-Town area. It's all because of your donations. So because of the hurricane or otherwise, if you've got a vehicle that's not working anymore, or it's just collecting rust and dust in your yard or in the garage and you want to get rid of it, you don't want to pay to have a tow truck come and get it, here's all you do. You call 713-225-4226, or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. You tell them what you got. You tell them where you live. They come to you with a tow truck, take it away, do the paperwork, give you a nice tax deduction. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. This could be a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a car, a truck, a trailer. It doesn't matter. They'll take it, turn it into a donation, and then help these kids in the process. Because once you turn it over to them, they make sure it's all about taking care of these kids and the distractions that take away from them concentrating on the books. If they're hungry, they can't focus. If they don't have eyeglasses, they literally can't focus. If they can't get to school, it's a problem. Well, all these things are taken care of with your donations. It could be bus fare. It could be eyeglasses, book money, warm meals. It's all taken care of because of your donations. So if you can donate or you're even considering it, give them a call, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
I see your dirty face high behind your collar.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's a Flip Me Off Friday as part of F Yeah Friday, as Barry has flipped off Nick in the middle of segment number two, or at least the start of it. I wanted to tell you, by the way.
I just realized we don't have a comedian for today. I guess Frankie counts for the week, right?
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that.
I was
going to
put it on there again.
Yeah, you should have. You know how bad I am at remembering things.
It's your segment.
Yeah.
That's like you forgetting about Way Back Wednesday.
That would never happen because I always win. But
last week, 1979?
But at least I brought a comedian that was in town this week. So I didn't fail the people completely.
Did you bring him?
Yeah, I did.
Did you pick him up and bring him here?
No, but I got him on the show.
Did you go to the improv and see him perform, by the way?
Yeah.
He said he did.
I was on the show.
Did you listen to the show when he talked about it?
He asked me to come do a guest set, so I went out and performed with
him. How long was your set?
Eight minutes. I asked that. This is all stuff we covered yesterday.
Well, I was
on
walking
the air.
In and out of the studio doing things.
Okay? I'm guessing that he was probably busy. But yes, I got to perform with Frankie. It was a killer show. Rudy, Chris Estrada, and Frankie, and Creeper, and Juanita Carmelita. It was fun, man. It was a lot of fun. The crowd was hot. It was like probably 250 people there, which on a Wednesday, that's pretty damn good for a guy that doesn't even live in Houston to pull 250 people.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Yeah, it was badass.
But I like
it
because although he has the shtick, you know, the Juanita, and then he has the cholo fit thing,
uh-huh.
When he wasn't in any character yesterday, he was still funny.
Yeah, he was a good, funny dude. He's been, like I said, he's been doing it a while, so... Yeah, so I don't feel so bad. I brought a comedian this week that performed in Houston. I can't wait for the video. They can see your face right now.
I've been doing this ever since you started talking because we just recapped everything we talked about yesterday.
I know.
You know what? When Boomer, by the way, this made me think of this. I wish Barry was there. Boomer used to have a deal on the top of his head that was, they thought it was a cyst and it was getting bigger. And so we took him to the vet and... Our vet goes, Joel, you want to watch the surgery?
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay. And she literally put like anesthesia on him and cut open the top of his head and then started pulling out hairballs.
What?
Yeah. And Boomer is a lab retriever, so it's like that reddish hair.
Right.
Black.
Oh, you got a ginger dog?
Ugh. Black clumps of hair.
Oh, damn.
And I said, it's not even his hair color. Where is it coming from? And she goes, well, certain dogs have the ability where it grows from within or it gets in. And she's trying to explain it to me. I'm like, and she literally has like an open pocket on the top of his dome.
Uh-huh.
And she just keeps pulling out clumps of hair. I'm like, where is it all coming from?
Well, that's creepy.
I was like, Barry would throw up.
Yeah. Hey, Barry, you're looking at it the wrong way. The mic picked up that coat cracking so beautifully. You're going to get a sponsorship now. I love Diet Coke. Ding! Big smile with the... That'll be on the videos. All this bitching is AJ replacing Barry today? That's great. A two-hour Willie Nelson song and hi-fi for $250? So worth it. That was from Steelers fan Juan.
Someone sent you. I don't know. Laser TV is legit.
I forgot. I'm not supposed to read his stuff because he talked about my wife, right?
Well, he was going to. We didn't let him.
He called in yesterday and then made sure he said go Steelers at the end. So he gets really, really pleasant and soft spoken. And then at the end he goes, and go Steelers.
I guess if I can forgive OU Mike for being a racist a-hole, I can forgive Steelers fan Juan for making an inappropriate joke about my wife.
We don't even know what he was going to say. But I remember right when he mentioned your wife, you looked at me and you're like,
No. I looked at him and I was like, this could end very badly.
So I cut him off. So I don't care anymore. So I'm over it.
Yeah, we don't know what
my point was made. I'm not going to. Yeah, it's cool. He apologized, so I'm good.
Did you see someone sent you that laser TV is a legit thing?
Well, one guy goes, we got a text that says, I work at Fry's. Laser TV is not a real thing. And I know they are because I went home and looked it up. It's basically a short throw projector.
Right.
Because unlike a projector where, you know, you got to put it in the back of the room. And you got to have the screen. Well, this thing sits where your TV would normally sit. And then you have a little screen on the wall. So it's about 15, you know, maybe 2 feet from the wall.
Yep.
And it projects up. And they said that this one projector, it was like $2,500, but they go all the way up to 10 grand, right? But LG has one for like 2 grand. But the one I was looking at was an Epson, and it was like $2,500. You could go up to 130 inches. So you could have a screen. Yep. Like
HD.
Having an 4K HD 130 inch TV. I was like, okay, well, maybe I should have asked this dude, how much?
Don't go to Fry's, just go to the gas station. Some dude inevitably will have
another one in his truck. They're worth it, man.
Look for a sketchy dude in a Dodge Ram truck.
I just sold mine before the bulbs went out because I heard the bulb is like ridiculously expensive to replace. I don't know if 4K makes a different bulb or whatever, but
Well, the key is, too, if it's LCD, you're okay. But if you go plasma in anything...
No, he's talking about the projector, not the TV.
Yeah, because the projectors are really expensive.
I'm pretty sure you can get a decent one for $800-$900, bro.
What, a TV or a projector?
Projector.
Yeah. I don't know what TVs are now. I haven't bought one in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, when we moved in... when we moved in 3 years ago, we bought a 65-inch curved TV, the Samsung curved or whatever. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to. I bought the regular 65-inch Samsung TV, and then they were like, I ordered it online and had it shipped to the Best Buy. So they were like, sir, your TV's in. So I went and got it and took it home and set the box down, and I looked at it, and I was like, wait a minute. This says curved. They gave me the wrong damn TV. And I was like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So I got online real quick, and I did the you can shop side by side and compare. I was like, let me see the okay. Well, never mind.
See that lucky.
Yeah,
curved. I didn't order the online. Curved one. I ordered the regular one.
Ask the ladies. Curved
and,
is better.
And got the. That's right. That's right. That's cute. Joel and OU Mike both named their dogs Boomer. I didn't know Joel was a Sooner fan.
I'm not.
It sounds like you are.
No, he looks like the mascot for the Indiana Pacers.
Is that the Indiana? What?
Boomer is the mascot for the Pacers.
Really?
Yeah. And yeah.
They have a dog?
No, but it looks like it. Well, go ahead. In the break, you can.
No. I want to. So the Pacers have a dog?
I don't know that they've decided what it is, but if you look at Boomer, the mascot for the Pacers,
it's the Indiana. We're not sure's. What?
Look, come on, man.
Okay.
You know, teams pick mascots, and you don't know what the hell they
yeah,
are.
Yeah. The Astros had a damn coyote or a wolf or whatever the hell Junction Jack was. Remember that? Right. What the hell was that?
That rabbit.
Was it a rabbit?
Yeah, the rabbit
like
replaced
a coyote.
Orbit for a while.
Yeah, that was a rabbit? Yeah. No, dude, that was a coyote. That was not a rabbit. That had to have been a coyote.
Jack was a rabbit.
Oh, Jack Rabbit, I get it now.
There we go.
All right, never mind. One more text before we go. Just moved back to H-Time from NYC. Welcome back. Feels good to be back on blessed grounds. Even better to hear about your big old balls, Barry. Woo, doggy. All right.
I don't know where big old balls
glad we're making an impression. There we go.
By the way,
huh?
Boomer got an update in Indiana. Now he's got a blue face, so it's not the same Boomer. The old Boomer
that's racist.
Looked like Boomer.
That's racist.
Well, darn never. Those blue people.
You don't do blue face. It offends the Smurfs.
Blue man
you don't
group.
Do that. All right, if you want to eat healthy, I've got a solution for you. You want to eat healthy? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to have an easy way to get that food? Log on to HealthyGourmet.com and check it out. Their meals are made from scratch, and you can customize the meals online. That's how you know they're made from scratch. Duh. Because you can get on there and say, hey, add some rice to this, or I need a paleo version, or I want to go vegan. All of those options are available for you right there online when you go to HealthyGourmet.com. And here's the thing. You want to lose weight, but you don't want to meal prep. I get it. I don't want to meal prep either. Sometimes I see my friends spending 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday meal prepping. No thanks. I log on. I take 5 minutes. I order my meals on HealthyGourmet.com. They're shipped to my doorstep. It's easy. My friends are wasting their Sundays, and I don't have to. And you don't have to either. Log on to HealthyGourmet.com right now. If you do, use ESPN code 975. You'll save 10% on your order. And if you order $99 or more, they will ship it for free. Here's another cool thing about not prepping. You don't have to do dishes, guys. You put all that stuff in the refrigerator. You grab one on the way to work. It could not be easier to eat healthy, lose weight. And yes, the food is good. It's delicious, and it will fill you up. I eat 3 a day. I add a piece of fruit to my meals. I'm not hungry, and I'm losing weight. And you can, too. Log on to HealthyGourmet.com right now. Get your order in by Tuesday at midnight. It'll be delivered to your house on Friday. And if you order $99 or more, they will deliver it for free. Log on. Get started at HealthyGourmet.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. The Usual Suspects on a good Friday. I'm watching.
It's a so-so Friday so
Charlie
far.
Charlie Polillo.
Yeah.
Playing around. Games, guys. Playing around like.
You like
he's
this,
out
Charlie?
Of school on a Friday.
This is the closest I've ever been to Charlie Polillo, and I don't like it at all.
The word cozy come to mind?
Yeah.
A little bit, huh?
This is weird. This is very weird. Did you just unplug your headphones?
He can barely reach.
Testing.
Okay. You don't need it. We'll tell you. We'll just tell you what Nick says. Does he have a read at the end of this, Nick?
No, sir.
All right, you're good, Charlie. We'll tell you when the music's out. I'll just give you the... Yeah, we're going to break sign. We're good. This is awesome. Man, this is great. Love it.
So what's up, Charlie? How are we doing?
Well, I'm hoping I don't impale myself.
Yeah, be careful with those screws.
On those screws, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I told you about.
Little oopsie. You ever done that, building something? You're like, damn it, forget it. You don't build stuff? Not a crafty guy?
I was more home ec than shop.
What are you making, lasagna?
That I can handle.
You never owned a skill saw? You don't own a skill saw?
Are there unskilled saws? That's probably my God. The one I'd have owned.
Wow, you and Joel are killing it today.
Where do I
the
rule
dad
this?
Jokes?
Wow.
What is a skill saw?
You don't know. Oh my God, you don't know what a skill saw is, Charlie?
Come on, man. As opposed to a saw,
bro. That was you. No, it's called. Oh my gosh, it's like a circular saw.
No, I don't.
It's like a circular saw.
All right, a circular saw. I might have.
But they call it a skill saw. Have you ever owned a circular saw?
No.
Skill is also the brand name of the saw.
Yeah.
SKI.
Well, it's like saying, "Hey, go make me a Xerox of this." It's the same thing. Everybody knows you meant a copy.
Okay.
I just said saw.
Yeah. Well, you might do it by hand.
There are several thousand kinds of saws, by the way.
Yeah, sure you might do it by hand with.
Did
like
you see
a
the? Did you see the thing Raheel had? Did you see that? So Raheel had a jigsaw, but instead of a blade, it had a big. It looked like
a butt punisher.
If I'm being real, it looked like an anal ball. But
it did. That's what I said.
But it was just. He goes, "Oh, bro, this is for massages." And my first thought was, for who, like.
He kept going,
missus?
Come here, Barry, so I can show you what it does. I'm like, yeah, Barry, bend over. Raheel wants to show you what it does.
Yeah, I don't want that. He goes, all the athletes are using this. I was like, no. I don't.
Hey, Nick, you're the one I can't hear?
Yeah. It was weird.
At this sign?
Yeah. What is it made out of? Is it paper?
First of all, before we even get these cameras operational, you're going to break everything. You're slapping things
Velcro.
And kicking
them. You can
actually
rip the sign off and it won't hurt
what?
Anything. This is the test drive.
It's Velcro?
The ESPN
you guys
sign?
Are beta.
Yes.
You can just rip it off. It won't hurt anything.
Nick said that's Velcroed on, Charlie. Is it?
Watch.
Try to tear it off.
Just snap the E
pull it off.
Off of it.
Pull it off, Charlie. Pull it. Do it. Do it. We got your back. Oh, you broke it. Oh, you broke it. Did it come off? Oh, look at that.
That's so that when we're out, Charlie can put Sports Map 94.1 on it.
It's off center.
What is going on?
Oh my God. This is so good. Oh.
Does it surprise you, really?
Really need the video fired up here. Right? Oh, so much more God. Impact with the listeners.
So when we're out, you can just slap Sports Map 94.1 on the front of the desk and they can.
There you go.
You're going to put it on crooked.
Don't worry, guys. No one's listening today anyways. It's Good Friday. No one is even listening, so we're good. No one.
You know, your dad just walked into the production studio, Charlie, to make sure you're okay, because he always has to make sure you're okay.
That would be a story.
Joe George is like literally, when they said, you got to take care of Charlie when he comes over here, like he makes sure that if you need someone to hold your hand coming out of, like crossing the street, he's there for you.
Joe's the Chicago guy, excited to go hit on a 98-year-old woman this weekend.
Is he going to see Sister Jean?
He's off. He wants to interview Sister Jean.
He's going?
Did you line it up for him?
No.
Oh, I thought you knew her.
Seeing the media picture, though, they scheduled a Loyola player media availability today in San Antonio simultaneously with Sister Jean's availability. So 7,000 media lemmings. Let's hunt the low-hanging fruit and go with the Sister Jean story. The kid actually playing in the Final Four from this great Loyola story. There's three media guys in the room.
No.
Yeah. It's a fun little juxtaposition of photos.
We know, by the way, you and I are...
And Sister Jean broke out George Carlin.
She did?
She said, I'm getting in six of the seven words. You guys come up with the one I'm skipping.
No way.
No way, of course. She's a 98-year-old.
Oh, damn it.
I was going to say, that would be a story.
Yeah, that would have been
the
story.
Out of a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
You and I happen to know one of the athletic directors for Loyola.
We do.
Yep. Jeff Hagedorn, the voice of the Comets and the one-time Rockets broadcaster.
How about that?
Is one of the athletic directors for Loyola.
So then you might know, because if this is wrong, it's entirely on the aforementioned Joe George. Loyola's games are not on the radio in Chicago.
I didn't know that.
They do not, because they're the private school and there's so much else in Chicago that
their
games
aren't
even
on
the radio.
You, by the way, saying that...
I would think Jeff Hagedorn would say, I'll do those games then.
You would think, burning with the white-hot intensity of a thousand suns, he'd want to do those games. that was Jeff's... you know how everybody has a catchphrase? You know, like Gene Peterson was how sweet it is?
What was Hagedorn's?
Burning with the white-hot intensity of a thousand suns.
That seems a little long for a catchphrase.
So I would be
every basket.
And I would be the one that would have to tell him, and he was so offended by that because he came up with that. So like Cynthia Cooper would make like her 14th point of the court, and he'd go, she's burning with the white-hot intensity of a thousand suns. Means like the ball's on the other end of the court, and they've already scored another two, and that was his deal.
As you mentioned the Comets and Cynthia Cooper,
I know
what's
where you're
wrong
going
with this sentence? Tina Thompson, Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer, Rudy Tomjanovich, not Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer. Nothing against Tina Thompson, or for that matter, the delightful Van Chancellor. He's in the Hall of Fame. Rudy T again this year. Nah, not quite.
We talked about it
how
a couple times.
How does Van Chancellor get in and Rudy
doesn't?
Well,
you got to understand, Van's track record as a women's basketball coach is pretty extensive.
Two world championships in the NBA?
That's extensive? WNBA, but at Ole Miss and his record in college
world
basketball.
World championships?
Which would you say ranked higher? Any championship that Van Chancellor won? Or the two that Rudy T coached?
Look, you already
won?
Know that I'm
it's
biased to some.
It's tilting too far in the name of gender equity and so forth. Because Van, before he went to the Comets, zero Final Fours, I believe, right? All those years at
Ole
Miss.
He had good seasons,
he made
but
one
yeah.
at LSU after his Comets career. And hey, they won the first four WNBA championships. But are we really going to equate them and say, let's put that in the Hall of Fame?
That's
over
like
two NBA championships, an Olympic gold medal. Van is one of those two, right? Did he coach you?
I believe so, one time? Yes.
But this is the equivalent of taking, if Warren Moon never came to the NFL or came for a season, then that was it. But they put him in the Hall of Fame because of what he did in the CFL. It's not the same thing. I'm sorry. It's just not.
I agree.
Well, they have contributors, and they have people that have, for either played or coached.
Right, which is what drives me the most crazy about this, and included in my Friday column at sportsmap.com today.
Good plug.
That you can be voted in as a player.
Right.
You can be voted in as a coach. You cannot be voted in for your combined contributions as a player and coach. Yet they have this contributor category.
Right.
I would think playing and coaching are contributions. So Dick Vitale is in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of officials, referees in the Hall of Fame. All these international people in the Hall of Fame.
Yao got in as a contributor, I'm pretty sure. I don't think he got in as a player.
And
either
okay
that or
that.
He
his
got in as overall body of work.
To the growth of the sport.
Right.
But that Rudy T's basketball life, contributor slash player coach, and there's something like 12 college coaches who never even took a team to a Final Four who are in the Hall of Fame. And
we talked about it yesterday. Grant Hill? Should Grant Hill be in the Hall of Fame as a player? Unless, I mean, even if you take his body of work at Duke, and Barry brought this up yesterday.
His NBA career is not a Hall of Fame career.
First 7 years until he gets hurt, he was off to a good start.
Right.
But you gotta finish the deal.
I'm okay adding in Duke to national championships, a truly great college player. But Tracy McGrady's in. Rudy T's not?
Yeah, you know me. I'm very biased because I worked with him. You know, and just I think the world of the man. I don't think there's anything more the man could have done aside from not getting punched from Kermit Washington and having a more illustrious all-star type basketball career playing. But I think he deserves to be in without question. I said this during the week.
We're right. How come 18 of 24 voters can't get this right?
Because it's political. I'll tell you right now, and he may get mad at me for saying this. Calvin Murphy took his name off of being one of the people that got to vote and have and ballot because he lobbied for Guy V. Lewis, and he got so tired of the fact that he realized after banging his head against the wall for so many years that it wasn't about people doing the right thing for the history of the game. It was, can you either buy them, you know, can you politically talk them into it and give them some love in some way? Otherwise, they'll vote for their people from where they grew up.
So what was the reason why? Because you said it's political, and we all know that it was political why Guy V. Lewis didn't get it. But did he say why? I mean, was it because he supported black players? What was the reason?
He didn't get into the reasons as much, but he just said, you know, there were guys that, whether they had East Coast bias or they were old school guys.
Luke Karnisek is in the Hall of Fame. One Final Four.
St. John's.
Failed pro coach.
Yeah. And Murph said he was so frustrated, he goes, don't take me off the list. I don't want to vote ever again. He goes, I think it's the most political and biased BS I've ever seen in my life. And it really frustrated him. And you know, having been Rudy's roommate for all those years on the road when they played, if he had a problem with Guy V not getting in, he's going to have a real problem with Rudy not getting in.
Well, and to localize it further, look, it took a long time for Calvin Murphy to get in. I'm fine with Murph being in, all the ambassador for basketball work that he's done post-playing career. Calvin Murphy was a one-time All-Star.
Calvin Murphy's body of work averaged 40 points a game in college at Niagara.
A college legend.
Yes, no question.
College legend, but a one-time All-Star and a zero-time NBA champion. If it's an either or for the Basketball Hall of Fame, Calvin Murphy or Rudy T.,
is it a tough call? Yeah.
I'm not getting in the middle of that one.
Either or, I'll probably go, wow, yeah, because you're right. You got the two championships, and that's a tough one.
Stirring it up on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Charlie Polillo. We got one segment still to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere. More of the usual suspects on a great Friday right here on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I see you dead.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, don't forget, guys, come join us at Tastemakers April 4th at Silver Street Studios. We'll have an amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. That's right. You heard that correctly. An open bar at Tastemakers, Silver Street Studios, April 4th. Tickets are on sale now for only $55. You can go to culturemap.com/tastemakers. That's culturemap.com/tastemakers. Get your tickets now. If you don't get them now, there's 65 at the door. So make sure you log on and get your tickets today.
Adam's brother, Eric Sandler, was on with Charlie Polillo today.
Oh.
And he said that at the event, even valet is taken care of as part of the price of the ticket.
Really? So you get, for $55, you get valet parking, plus tip, don't be cheap.
Right.
You get all the food in there, which is, I hear, is badass. Like, I hear the food is just ridiculous.
20 restaurants.
Yeah. And you get open bar. So you could drink $55. You think it's all Wells? Or do you think that they have, like, can I get Crown there, you think? I'm guessing I probably could.
I would think so.
I mean, it's Culture Map and Gal Media. We do it up right here.
Nah, it's nothing but Johnny Walker Blue.
You think?
That
was Charlie Polillo. That was Charlie Polillo that said that, put that out there.
But, Charlie, you were talking to Eric about it and got the rundown, but this is basically the best of the best. So this is the awards for all of the best restaurants, chefs, bartenders, etc. So as part of that, you got to just believe in terms of what you're going to get from a quality standpoint of food and beverage, it's going, and the type of drinks you're drinking, it's going to be of the highest quality.
You guys doing your show over there? Kind of like E on the red carpet before the Oscars?
We should. Joan Rivers, that would be Joel.
No, I'm Melissa. I'm Melissa.
Joan. Well, you're the oldest.
There's no winner there.
No,
you're the
oldest.
I mean, you'd have to be Joan, obviously. Duh. Even though I'm the funnier one, so that's kind of a, ugh, what do you do?
I would guess the more likely of the two to start a food fight at a taste.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I just said you would strike me as the more likely of the two.
See? Are you saying I'm immature, Charlie?
No, funny.
In the break, he said ass clown.
What? No, he didn't. Did you say ass clown while I was gone?
Yes. Never.
I don't think I've ever
You're
used
a liar,
phrase.
Joel. You're a liar. Hey, does this screen help? Is there
not
less echo?
I don't really hear the 10 anymore, but I don't know if you're the one who fixed it. I'm not giving you credit.
There's no difference.
Try it now.
Charlie, Final Four this weekend. Your thoughts, aside from Sister Jean, three of the four are quote-unquote powerhouses. Does Loyola have a chance against Michigan?
Yes. Best of one? Sure. Michigan is the best team they'll have played. I think the problem for Loyola is Michigan is size on the perimeter, so will those Loyola guards be able to get the looks they were able to get against lesser teams like Kansas State? But if Michigan is a cold shooting day, they don't have a big post guy that they're just going to dominate Loyola inside. So I think the right team is favored, and Michigan probably wins the game. But I don't think it's a big upset if Loyola wins.
I'll tell you what. You know, we always talk about this in terms of NBA and NFL playoffs and things like that, the hot team. But if there is the hot team right now, I mean, you can't be any hotter than Loyola. You're right. This is the toughest opponent that they'll have faced all year. But the fact of the matter is, you can say, well, how are they going to be on the big stage? Well, they've been on the big stage for a while now. The big thing that I'm going to be worried about is having them in the environment of that dome with that backdrop, with that kind of depth perception. I always say this, in the Final Fours, it's the kids that come from the smaller schools, should they be so lucky as to advance, that it's a shame that in their biggest game of their career, in some cases, they're going to play in a building they've never played in with the amount of fans that they've never seen before and the depth perception of, you know, a football stadium versus a basketball venue.
It does give the potential for really, really ugly games. Villanova, 46% of its shots are three-pointers. It's Rockets-like. Kansas does not have a go-to post guy. They spread you out. It's the way basketball is played now. One semi-big guy and open up the floor for four other guys, dribble and cut. So I think the styles of all four teams are fun. The game should be up and down with good pace. But it looks like a rec league game if nobody can make any shots. And if the depth perception or just the elevated court, whatever throws them off, and we get 9 for 53 three-point shooting between the two teams, then that's just bad.
I go back to the games here at NRG a couple years ago. Buddy Hield, Oklahoma, big-time three-point shooting team, came into a football stadium and could just, like you said, could not find the bottom of the rim, clanked it all over the place.
If it all goes wrong, then you just head to the Riverwalk.
Does it surprise you guys that Michigan is only a 5.5-point favorite?
It does.
I thought that that would have been a little higher.
It only surprises me in that it's basically the same line as Kansas-Villanova. I might have thought Kansas-Villanova would be a little closer, and then maybe the Michigan line wouldn't seem as low, perception
right.
versus reality.
Yeah.
But if it's a 20-point game, it's Michigan winning. That they just have size, they're both shooting threes, and Michigan makes his if Loyola is off. I think Michigan has more ways to win the game. And in the end, just give us close games worth watching.
It's crazy because I'm looking at the ESPN pages for both matchups, and they have the spread, -5.5 for Michigan.
Would you want to go up against God's team between Good Friday and Easter?
That's a good point. That's a good point. But Michigan is favored 73.6% in the matchup predictor. And then when you look at the other side, I would have thought this would have been a lot. 72.4% Villanova's favored over Kansas.
I guess that bears the point spreads would reflect.
Yeah, it's kind of close.
BPI indexes or yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like that game is going to be a little closer just from what I've watched so far. I still think Villanova's going to win. I think we're looking at Villanova Michigan in the finals, but I just feel like that. I don't think the Michigan game is going to be close. But like you said, if they don't shoot well, it might be.
I mean, the big man for Loyola runs in ballet shoes. I mean, we've talked about this. He tiptoes. And you've got Mo Wagner, who's been playing very well, and Michigan has a little bit of depth up front, but more so than anything else. The big thing for me is it's not even close if Michigan's backcourt shoots like it did in the last two games as opposed to the U of H game.
Right.
But if their backcourt can find it, the only way, you know, they're a bad free throw shooting team in a lot of regards. But other than that, I just think there's too many advantages for Michigan. But that Villanova-Kansas game, Kansas is also warmed up quite a bit. They've got confidence having beaten a Duke team. I'm with you guys. I normally would have thought Villanova would be, you know, a big favorite and they'd run away with it because they are a very polished team. But the way Kansas got that win the other night in overtime against Duke and the way that they had so many different guys step up, I give them a real shot. And they've got a legitimate big man in the middle.
The key to the game to me, if Kansas is to win, Azubuike's yep. has to stay out of foul trouble. Not that he can go off for 25 points or something like that, but for rebounding purposes and help protect the paint against Kansas, against Villanova drives, I think the Mikal Bridges kid in the end, for me, is the one biggest difference in Villanova's favor. The point guards cancel each other out. So here we are talking Final Four. Meanwhile, the Rockets tonight, I'm finally to the point I understand why no one basically has any interest in the Rockets.
No, you don't.
The rest of the regular season, it's all wrapped up now, 2 weeks to go. But they win tonight, that's going to be 28-1.
Uh-huh.
28-1 in 29 games. Warriors lost again last night, so the West is wrapped up.
Which
the magic
sucks
number is
they clinched.
2 over Toronto, but it's all over, so there's just no compelling angle.
It sucks because the Rockets clinched without playing. There's no celebration. There's no, hey, we did it. They're just everybody's sitting at home.
Clubs are pissed.
Everybody's
too.
Sitting at home watching TV and, oh, well, look at that. They lost. We clinched. Okay.
Harden wants the banner to be dropped at the strip club.
I imagine that can be arranged.
I would bet you're probably right.
Where do you suppose the Astros banner's headed late Monday night?
Now, can I ask you real quick before we get off? Is the Astros banners, is it going to be just those kind of crazy little mini banners like the rest of them out in the outfield that are like pennants?
Yes.
Or is it going to be a real true banner like the Rockets have?
They had two of them covered and they said, you won't get to see these until
you took a
Monday.
Yeah.
They're covered. It's going to be World Series and AL Championship.
There has to be more.
Has to be.
I think there's going to be a big flying flag.
Between the two light posts?
To the fixed one. That's the natural spot.
I agree.
I would drop a banner that covers that whole space. But flying a World Series champion flag or pennant, that's tradition. If you go back and look at the Royals a couple years ago or the Cubs, I don't think, I mean, my way, especially you wait 56 years for it, I would the entire space you're talking about there, Joel, I would have a giant banner with an Astros logo.
Totally agree. Where the Citgo sign used to be.
If you sell a corporate sponsor or two, hey. But yeah, the little flag, they moved all the prior. If you don't win a pennant of the World Series now, you don't get a flag in those spots.
Okay.
So whether they're going to include the 2005 pennant winning team, or is it going to be 2017 pennant for one, 2017 World Series? But those are metal or whatever. They're the fixed fake flags.
Yeah, I don't like.
There's going to be a flying World Series flag.
I hope so. Well, fly the flag, Charlie, and enjoy your weekend. And we are on location on Monday, so we will not see you on Monday, but we'll see you
Monday?
Next Friday for the part of the opener.
Yeah, Joel, where are we going to be Monday?
Are you doing a street fest?
We're doing an apartment complex.
500 Crawford.
Yeah. Buy the street fest.
Buy it.
Sure.
The lobby looks really nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we'll be. So if you want to get information on where you can get your next apartment, stop on by. We might get a commission.
Right.
All right, we're back with the second hour of the Big Show. I just got off the phone. I think Calvin Murphy's going to join us just because he's a Hall of Famer and he's got a little insight on this Rudy T thing. Back with hour number two of the Big Show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse.